This is a recast of the 1500-word piece, Top 5 Pondless Waterfall Plants, Midwest Pond Features, from Midwest Pond Features. Let's listen in.
This article dives into the magical world of pondless waterfalls and the 5 best plants to enhance their beauty. These are not just any plants. They help create an atmosphere of peace and tranquility, adding to the overall aesthetic of your outdoor environment.
The first plant on the list is moss, often overlooked but provides a great textural element. Moss is non-flowering and clings to rock faces and cavities. It loves moist environments, making it perfect for waterfalls that constantly splash and drip. Remember though, while mosses are moist, they need some drainage to avoid waterlogging.
Next up, we have Creeping Jenny, also known as Lysimachia nummularia. This plant has beautiful small heart-shaped leaves and golden yellow flowers that bloom in spring. Creeping Jenny loves sunlight and should be pruned occasionally due to its aggressive growth.
Ferns are the third recommendation, providing a touch of elegance to shaded areas around the waterfall. They range in size, texture, and color, so you can select what fits best with your design. Ferns like moist but well-draining soil in shaded areas.
Water forget-me-nots come fourth in the list. They inhabit humid soils on damp land next to the water's edge or in basins created by rocks. These delicate plants have showy light blue flowers that provide a touch of romance.
Lastly, there are Japanese water irises. These plants are ideal for shallow pools of your waterfall with their stunning blooms of white, purple, and yellow. They require direct sun and slightly acidic water for better performance.
While these top 5 are great starting points, the article also mentions that there are many other options to consider. Some of these include marsh marigold, celandine, cardinal flower, Japanese sedum, lily of the valley, papyrus, water canna, and floating plants like water hyacinths or lettuce.
Also worth noting is the suggestion to consider native plants, which can benefit your local ecosystem by attracting beneficial pollinators and supporting the delicate balance of your region's natural environment.
There are also some great tips provided, such as considering plants' mature size and growth rate to avoid overcrowding and factoring in sunlight and water needs based on your waterfall's specific conditions. Lastly, tailoring your choices based on aesthetics and personal preference is crucial to creating the outdoor haven that resonates with you.
That's it for today.